This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, January 10th. Well, we're going to have a rough opening to the stock market, mainly because Asia's down. And a lot of the stock market's movements happen after market hours. Last year, the S&P 500 went up 9.6% during market hours. That's based on SPY, the big ETF on the S&P. But after market hours, it went up 16%. So there's not much we can do when the market's gyrations are happening outside of market hours. So you are going to have a negative opening today. And the other thing that's interesting is we're getting some positive guidance. A good example is Crocs just guided higher, although it's apparently going to open lower. Another example is Morgan Stanley upgraded, I always mispronounce the stock, Endava. The symbol is DAVA. So that's good news, but it will open lower too. So good news is not helping our stocks near term, but we do have earnings coming out. This week we have the financial earnings coming out. We don't own financials, but those earnings might help get the market going. What seems to be weighing on the market is just more of the Omicron concerns and what's happened to the labor force. You know, the fascinating thing about last Friday's payroll report is how payroll jobs can be disappointing and unemployment rate can fall. And that's because the workforce is shrinking. And you may know a couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration approved long-term COVID effects as a reason to get disability. And that could further shrink the workforce. The other interesting thing is normally we'd have a State of the Union speech in the 10 days or so, but it's been postponed all the way to March. It's going to be the latest State of the Union speech ever. And that is because clearly the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about Omicron right now. And they want to wait till, for lack of a better word, it's defeated, okay, or not a problem. And they obviously would like to also get some legislative things done, but that's going to be much more difficult. In the meantime, the private sector is driving the economy. We just came off of stunning fourth quarter GDP results. That's going to help earnings. The strong dollar is going to boost earnings for the multinationals. So we really just kind of have to sit tight and wait for these earnings to come out. It's important that you folks know that Wall Street always tries to shake you out of the earnings before they commence, okay? And it's also important that we don't get sucked up into that because, you know, most of our stocks are anywhere from 10 to 30 days away from great earnings coming out. So we might as well just wait. The other thing I want to comment on is I haven't seen high volume panic selling yet, okay? So that's good. That means it's just a game, okay, that the algorithmic folks on Wall Street like to jerk us around, okay? And it's unfortunate these folks do this, but I don't think we should panic, okay? Obviously, Fed Chairman Powell is supposed to speak this week in front of Congress. They'll be picking on him on inflation. That, I believe, comes out on Tuesday, and at least the Consumer Price Index will. And then we'll see how the inflation concerns linger. It looks like they're going to be moderating, though, in the upcoming months. So that's the good news. And as far as the bond market's concerned, the Fed did allow the 10-year Treasury yield to rise almost 30 basis points last week. And we'll see how it what it does this week as well. So definitely higher rates are coming, and that will start to impact housing and some other areas. The final comment I have is regarding the SPAC situation. They had the chairman of the SEC on CNBC this morning, and he made it very, very clear that he's going after them. Okay, now, you may know that a lot of the IPOs last year were a disaster. They gap up, and then they fizzle. And I can point to Rivian, I can point to Lucid, and Lucid, of course, still under SEC investigation. So what they do is they hype these stocks, They go public, and then the venture capitalists and the insiders start to cash out. So for lack of a better word, it's a pump and dump. And last year's IPOs were clearly a disaster. And so Wall Street's losing all that enthusiasm and all because of performance. And complicating things is, you know, Lucid was added to the Russell 1000, which was unfortunate. And that's a big NASDAQ index. A lot of people watch, and now Lucid is a drain on it. Now, we're not anti-Rivian or we're not anti-Lucid, okay, because they make very impressive vehicles. I'm sure they'll be successful. They're not profitable yet, but they got a head start on some of the other automotive giants. But it was clearly a pump and dump. Wall Street has this ESG focus, environmental sustainable governance focus, and the truth of the matter is Lucid and Rivian are ESG stocks, and they scammed a lot of people, and again, it's it was a pump and dump, and almost all the IPOs last year were. So this has nothing to do with our stocks, of course. You know, our stocks have good earnings, they have margin expansion, they have, you know, fat operating margins, expanding margins. So we should be oblivious to all this, but sometimes the neighborhood gets a little rough, okay? And we have to wait for the quality to emerge. And this year is more of a mean reversion year, okay, where the stocks that didn't go up are now going up. Clearly, energy and financials were a temporary oasis. But if I look for any oasis out there, folks, it's right now it's the dividend growth stocks, okay? Those are still the place to be. A few days ago when the market was correcting very sharply, they were incredibly resilient and exhibiting tremendous relative strength, and a lot of were going up on down days. So if you're looking for an oasis, it's the dividend growth stocks, okay? And we're going to continue to oscillate here until earnings start to work. And hopefully they start to work with some financials this week. And then, of course, next week will be our stocks and start to announce some very good earnings. But right now, I can tell you that when a company guides higher or an analyst revises its estimates higher and upgrades the stock, it's not helping, okay? So Wall Street's still concerned by macro issues at this time. But we are so close to earnings, I plead with most of you folks just to wait for the earnings to come out to do their thing. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. In the meantime, hang in there, folks. I know it's stressful for a lot of you, but earnings do work. I've been doing this 40-plus years, and it's important we wait for the good news to come out and drop kick and drive our stocks higher. That's it. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.